Of course, the NBL continues to roll around. Gazy about to join us. The tennis, Tsitsipas just taking that opening set in his quarterfinal match. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll get back to BP a little bit later on for California Sports Surfaces and the Kia Open season on now with match-winning deals. They tell me that in the last kind of 6 to 9 months, he's just started demanding better suits. He wants a bigger office. When you're on top of the table, you want a bigger car. I want a bigger apartment. He's just started becoming like growing into the role of the super coach. And I'm taking this program to the promised land. There's been a bit of this going on, I'm told, up in Sydney about the Sydney Kings. And, of course, I'm referring to Andrew Gaze, who is starting to deliver. A long way to go in this particular season, but they're looking good, the Kings, as they sit on top of the table. And Andrew Gaze, our great friend, we miss him dearly, has been good enough to give us some of his very valuable time this Tuesday afternoon. Hello, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Andy. It's clearly, you've been absorbed in your cricket commentary, which I might add is absolutely world class. I tell you, look out, because the sort of thing that you're delivering to the viewer is just nothing short of spectacular. So well done to you. But clearly that has occupied your time to a level where you haven't watched their last two games, where we've virtually had our pants pulled down twice. So the car gone, the bigger apartment gone, everything gone, and just sort of back to head down, tail up, just trying to put in the hard yards to see if we can't get this season back on track.
Gazy, it's a remarkable season. Suddenly Cairns is starting to cause some upsets, and they're starting to play their best basketball. It's hard to get any kind of real form, momentum generated and maintained in this league at the moment.
It is. It's quite extraordinary. You look at Perth, that I think they were 11-1 and then lost 8 of their next 9 or something along those lines. And similarly, Melbourne United have dropped a few recently, and it's almost been like a poison chalice to be up on top of the ladder the way the season's unfolded. So I think it's really great for the fans, and outside of Cairns, who started in a real bad way, but like you mentioned, the last couple of weeks they beat Perth in Perth, they had a good win last night against New Zealand, really had Melbourne United on the ropes and should have won that game and lost in overtime. So they're playing, they're competing with the absolute very best teams in the competition. And right now we sit on top, but the difference between us on top and the seventh place team is all of a sudden we've got a weekend where we play Brisbane in Brisbane, Perth at home. We drop those two. We are right back in there, maybe even knocking on the door of the finals, not in the finals. So it's great for the competition to have such parity, but it's not great for the emotional and anxiety levels of coaches.
So you've identified that you needed another presence on the boards, and I love the fact that there's another Ray. Ray Borner was, you know, sort of big in my day. And you know, Ray Gordon, of course, you played with. I'm not sure how many more Rays.
Excuse me. I got to pull you up there. Ray Borner was Ray Borner. He was too big for one Ray. So don't ever come with Ray Borner. Right. Ray Borner.
So you had Ray Borner and just single Ray Gordon. You've gone and brought another Ray back into the league, which I think you are to be commended on.
Yes, Ray Turner. Well, the good thing about it is that he was available, of course, and he's actually been in Australia for a few years. He played over in Perth for a couple of seasons. He played in Bendigo in the Siebel competition last season, and he has been one that's been on the radar of many NBL teams as an import. You say, well, he's probably good enough to play, but just never had the opportunity. And for us, we felt like the way the season was unfolding, that if it was something was to happen to one of our bigs, and also in addition to that, if something, we needed a little bit more help on the boards and on the defensive end, that rim protection, that we felt that he could provide that to us. So what he was recruited on is being a really, really good insurance policy. And then two, to be able to play that role where he's not going to be playing 20, 25 minutes a game, but he's going to be able to come in and maybe give us a little bit of help on the boards and on the defensive end. So he can score, don't get me wrong. He's proven that at the levels below. And he's got some good touch, particularly around the basket. He's explosive. So he brings some intangibles as well. But for us, it's about defense and rebounding.
Is it a partial, not admission, but something, let's just say admission for want of a better word, that maybe you're relying too heavily on Andrew Bogut and you need to get him some support as much as anything?
Oh, for sure. Bogues has been unbelievable this season. And what we've seen is that in some of the games, that when we take him out of the game, there is a noticeable difference.
Yeah.
And also, if he is not playing at the highest possible level. So in our last game that we played against Adelaide, he only had a couple of boards and fouled out. If he's in the game and he's not doing something extraordinary, then we feel there's a bit of vulnerability. So that's incumbent on the others and us as coaches to figure out an explanation as to why, because we've got other talented players around there that need to get on the boards, that can help out on the defensive end and do a better job of that. And as coaches, we've got to try and put in place our systems to give that the best chance. But there is an element, and I played with perhaps the greatest rebounder of all in Mark Radke. And what happens is when you've got this unbelievable dominant presence, sometimes you can take that for granted. And you go, you know what, I might just leak out a little bit here because the big fella's got it covered. Mm. Well, he does have it covered most of the time. And certainly Bogues has been phenomenal in that area, and we need to continue to do it. But there was an understanding to say that, well, we may need a little bit more help just in case that something was to happen to Bogues or when he's out of games, just to give us another option.
Mm. No, it all makes total sense, even to a basketball novice like me. Well, one thing I do know about you is that, we know this about you, that you're allergic to hard work. You don't like working for a living. You never have.
I am the antithesis of that. That's all I've got is hard work. I can't run out of sight in a dust storm. I can't jump over the crack on the floor. I could never do it. The only way you would survive when you've got zero athletic skills is through hard work, if you don't mind.
Come on. You and I know better than that. But are you, I can't remember when you actually got the job, but it's a season and a half into the role now. So let's say 2 years into the role. Are you loving it, Daisy?
2.5 years, in fact.
2.5 years.
Two and a half.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Are you loving it? Are you loving it? Like, is it really grown on you? And you feel, you know, as much as you're a Tiger to the core, do you now really feel like this is your home and, you know, this is your club and this is your team?
Oh, absolutely. While you're here and you're working away at it, it's an absolute privilege. You're going about it. You get to work with these elite athletes and learn from them and. The reality of it is, if I was to self-analyse, to say, well, at this point in time, I think I've gotten more out of it than I've given. And that's sometimes hard to sleep when you're at that stage, but unlike your previous comments, my conscience is relatively clear because I felt like I've worked as hard as I possibly could. it is, and it's true.
No, I believe that. I'm joking. Of course I'm joking.
No, I understand, but there are times when you just feel like that, you just want to be assured in your own mind that you're doing your absolute very best to give these athletes the best chance that they can have to succeed. And when you go in a season like we have, sometimes it's got nothing to do with the X and O's or your efforts. Just sometimes there's such parity that the results don't go your way. And there have been some times where, you know what, you look in the mirror and you say, well, I buggered that up. And they're the times, the moments that you really go to, sometimes you go to some dark places because you feel like you're letting the players down. You know, you haven't been able to provide them what we should be providing. And it's, you do go to some dark places, particularly when you, you're by yourself. And did you ever see that movie Civil? You know, that Civil,
terrifying.
Well, I have some terrific conversations with all the different personalities that I have, because you're going to those places where you're talking about it in your own head. So you do, and they're not necessarily fun moments, but they are the minority. The vast majority of time, it's an absolute privilege. Love every, love being with the fellas and riding the highs and lows and the camaraderie, all that that you build, that's what we do it for. And it is an absolute privilege walking out there, seeing 10,000 people at Kudos Bank Arena. You just sometimes pinch yourself and go, my God, whatever dark times you do have, they are absolutely, you just get a grip of yourself, young man, because this is an absolute privilege.
Well, I can see it from my window right now, and that is remarkable what you've been able to do in terms of making that a home and generating interest. And I'll say this to you, and you know that I love you like a big grey-headed brother, but what you've brought to the National Basketball League is invaluable as well. But I mean, obviously, way back when as a player, but you are a very valuable commodity to the league, given the way only represent your basketball team that you're coaching now, but the way you present and engage, you know, interest and conversation about the NBL, you're a credit to yourself and you're a credit to the league. So that's the last nice thing I'll say about you for the time being.
Good
luck in the run. You got seven to go. So you're still watching. Do you still get the chance, as busy as you are? And I know you work so hard. You can't do anything but work with the Kings. Do you still get a chance to watch any? Do you get a chance to watch any NBA basketball at all?
A lot. We come home and usually most afternoons you're either catching the last half because I've got NBA league pass. Mm. So I've got the league pass, so I get to flick around. I like to watch a lot of the Sixers games because of Brett Brown, of course.
Of course.
But I've seen a lot of it. Yes, I have.
So Jimmy Butler, I'll give you this piece of advice.
Ooh.
If Jimmy Butler's available to you at the Sydney Kings, don't take him. Do not bring him into the organisation.
Yeah.
He's a wrecker. He's a home wrecker. Don't bring him anywhere near the joint.
There has been some reports recently that perhaps there is some ongoing challenges, but there's no disputing the talent.
Andrew, it's more than talent. Yep. It's team harmony and being able to work with other individuals.
Absolutely. I fully understand. Appreciate that. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to ask you a specific question. A specific question, because you were this type. Is James Harden now, and I listened to a couple of podcasts and this has been an ongoing conversation on one or two of them, is James Harden now the second greatest shooting guard in the history of basketball?
Well, it's a very strong argument could be made. The problem I have is there's two issues that I have with this. And the first one is this era and the way in which the game is being officiated is vastly different to many other eras. And he has got opportunities and luxuries that some other great players didn't have. So that's one thing. The other thing is, too, as superb and brilliant as he is, and I have the highest of respect and believe that he deserves his MVP, all those things. I cannot speak more highly of him, but just to the guy who loves basketball and likes watching the game, I struggle to really embrace the method that he uses in order to contribute to his team.
Too floppy?
There's a bit of that goes on. There's a bit of just, well, let's just stand around. And it's brilliant. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I have the utmost respect. What he's doing is sometimes extraordinary. It's amazing. But for me, it doesn't necessarily embrace the team concepts, which I enjoy watching a little more, if that makes any sense.
It does make a lot of sense. We're running out of time here, but I did set you a challenge. I don't know whether you got this text message, but the NBA All-Star voting's going on. Give me your start. Give me your first team five right now.
Yeah, he's in there, absolutely. James Harden is in there.
Right, who else?
Steph Curry is in there. I know he's missed a few games, but Steph Curry is in there. I also, again, could be controversial because he's missed a lot of games. No one in their right mind can ignore LeBron. Ooh. Superstar. You can't ignore it. You cannot ignore it. And you only see what happens when they... You got me?
Yeah, gotcha.
You're not happy with LeBron?
No, shouldn't be in there, but keep going.
My glorious days! What's wrong with you?
He's missed too many games. But
well, that's the only thing. If you want it, but even with then I'm going also with Anthony Davis, the big fella in the middle.
Yes.
Can't go past him. The brow, the mono brow, and then and then of course, again, this is just me personal preference type thing. And I know the numbers aren't necessarily as great as before, but Kevin Durant. I love him. I love him.
How can you leave the Greek freak out?
That's
Giannis
that
on the team.
And he is in my 10, but you wanted to say, well, here, I put my coach's hat on and say, who do I want running around out there? And that's what I'm going with. But he has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, we might throw the lines open a bit later on to see whether people agree with yours. I'm going to get Corey Homicide Williams to do his five in the last hour as well. So you've got Harden, right. Curry, LeBron, LeBron, Davis and KD is your all-star, first team starting five. Hey, my friend, I always wish we had...
Andy, before you go on, just go check out LeBron's body of work, please, and then and get back to me.
Thank you very much. Seven games to go, top of the table, boot at home, big fella. If it can't be the local team here in our neck of the woods, we want it to be you, mate. So all the very best. We wish you well. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it, buddy. See you, pal. See you, mate.
Good on you.